The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, how are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm very cheery because it's not often we get a day like this in Israel, a truly historic, historic day, starting this morning with the touchdown of the Gulf Air flight from Bahrain, with on board the Foreign Minister Abdul Latif Al Zayani on his first official visit to our country and heading up a delegation. And all we can say, Simon, is marhaba, bruchim habaim, and welcome to Israel.
I love that story, Rolene, and you know how much that moves me. But I read an article today saying the Israeli press did not even interrupt their breakfast TV to report on it because they're getting very blasé about Arab foreign heads visiting Israel.
I don't know what newspaper you are reading, but for the rest of us covering this, first of all, the flight landed was well after brekkie time, so that's probably why some, and it's fake news because the touchdown did not disrupt their brekkie. It only landed after brekkie time, unless of course you eat brekkie all day, which is a probability in Israel as well. But he met with his Israeli counterpart, Gabi Ashkenazi, and can we just give it up for Israel's foreign minister? He really is conducting himself, and this is the common assessment, as a man of incredible dignity and integrity as our chief diplomat. And they went into discussions and only late in the day held a joint press conference where it was announced that they had agreed to open mutual embassies. In fact, Bahrain had agreed before the press conference to allow Israel to open up an embassy in its capital, Manama. And during the press conference, it was confirmed that Israel will invite and will, or has confirmed that the Bahrainis can open up their embassy in Israel. Where it will open is yet to be determined, but I would probably put money on Tel Aviv. And what makes it even more exciting is they intend to do this by the end of 2020. So come on, guys, you only have a few weeks left, and you know, the time is pretty tight for looking for that prime real estate. But a great announcement, and just moments ago, in fact, as we speak, there is still a presser between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who has arrived on his farewell tour of the region, as well as Foreign Minister Al Zayani and our Prime Minister, Prime Minister Netanyahu. I'll read you some of the quotes. Mark Pompeo has said it's a wonderful opportunity for all the nations of the world. Foreign Minister has said that it is his pleasure to make his first historic trip to Israel, a warm welcome and generous hospitality, and now we can achieve the objection of the Abraham Accords in practical terms. He also called on Israelis and Palestinians to both come to the negotiation table. And Prime Minister Netanyahu has said thank you to Secretary of State Pompeo for his unwavering friendship. He says, I don't say that as lip service, unwavering friendship, constant at all times. So really, really a historic day, and compounded by the fact that we did have an announcement last night from the Palestinian Authority. I really wish they wouldn't do this after we come off air, Simon.
But very selfish of them. Inconsiderate.
I tell you, they didn't get my memo to please do it before we go on air. But the announcement from the Palestinian Authority that they will resume ties with the State of Israel from where they left off 6 months ago. Now that annexation looks off the table, they will renew ties, including very important security ties. So you've heard it here.
That is actually quite remarkable. I want to just go back to the Bahraini Israeli agreement to open embassies so very quickly. Do you think that perhaps a Biden victory has almost pushed Israel and the Sunni countries even closer together? Because they now realize there's more uncertainty as far as Iran is concerned.
Well, what is very interesting is that I think The region has certainly learned lessons from the Obama administration. And we are hoping, and this is not just Israel, this is the Saudis as well, that Biden will learn lessons from the Obama administration. Well, we hope he will, since he was the vice president at the time. It has come out today that Israel are preparing a diplomatic offensive in the event that Biden goes back into discussions with the Iranians about the nuclear deal. The Iranians have said that they are ready to open up discussions. But what makes it even more interesting is the Saudis have appealed to Biden and saying that they hope that he recognizes the dangers posed by Iran. And they went so far as to be not so subtle by saying, you know, you are a seasoned diplomat. You have had many, many, many years of foreign policy experience, and that you can and that you will not enter a deal as disastrous as the previous one. So already the groundwork has been laid here between Israel and I like to use the word allies, because I think we are allies. I believe we are. Yeah. If you're going to be talking any deals, just be cognizant here. And Gabi Ashkenazi, our foreign minister, saying that Israel will not be caught unawares and will not be excluded from the process if they do go into these discussions again.
I want to also refer to the second issue you referred to, which was the Palestinian renewal of security cooperation with Israel. Rodin, you may have a point. I may be reading strange press, but at the time it was saying this is disastrous, that this would result in unrest and death, etc., etc. None of that actually happened. How significant is it for Israel? How important is it for Israel that this arrangement is back on track?
It's very important. It's not just important for Israelis. It's also important for Palestinians. I think that, the Palestinians have also learned their lesson of the last 4 years. They've learned that, you know, they're not always going to their way, and while they are crowing a little bit, that there is the likelihood of a Biden administration that's going to come in. They too don't really know what to expect, and I think we've had it on good authority from some elements within the incoming administration that there will be some elements of the Trump peace plan that will be adhered to. And one is that the Palestinians can't make these blanket demands, that at some stage they're also going to have to talk concessions. And I think they're also seeing the positive response that has been given to Bahrain, the UAE, and now the Sudan, and likely others in normalizing ties with Israel. In fact, it's the Saudis who are now putting the pressure on Pakistan to normalize ties. We are a changed region and a changed landscape. And Biden, if he wants to be prudent, and the Palestinians, if they want to be heard, need to be very, very, very aware of this. I think the Palestinians certainly are. We have to see the lay of the land as far as Biden is concerned. But Imran Khan, who maybe, I don't know, Simon, he should stick to cricket, says that absolutely no way is he going to recognize a Zionist entity like Israel. Well, you know, he'll just fall behind. The progress that has been made between Israel and the UAE is happening at absolute warp speed. It really, really is faster than, we could even have imagined. But we do realize that looming very dangerously in the background is the threat of Iran. And we are going to have to want to do something about that very quickly.
Well, we are out of time, but just very quickly. So Rivlin and Netanyahu actually did phone Biden. This is very good from a bipartisan point of view. Are they doing the right things now?
I think they are. And I think that, and I know that there's a lot of people, and I've received so many messages today from people saying, but it's, the election results are not final. guys, this is an inevitability that you might have to accept. So quit blowing up my WhatsApp with those comments. But yes, we had a phone call. President Rivlin said that, you know, we have a relationship on shared values that goes beyond partisan politics. Prime Minister Netanyahu said that we have a special unbreakable bond. The president did invite President-elect Biden to visit Israel at his earliest convenience, and Biden responded by saying that he has absolute support for Jewish democratic Israel and that his commitment to our security remains unbroken.
That's a good place to leave it this afternoon. Roline Marks, Tadarabalach.